You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
So it's interesting. I hesitated in sending out this story in the Mindbender Club mailer last week. I mentioned it to Jeremy on the show briefly. Waited till, you know, the kids were in school or whatever, but now they're out for the summer anyway, so who cares? But I did note in the Mindbender Club mailer last week, I can't remember which day it was, maybe Thursday or Friday, I said this is for mature audiences only. And it was that story, Jeremy, about how a study found that half of people who are in relationships, half, say that their current partner is the worst bedroom partner they've ever had.
Oh, womp, womp, womp.
Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of close with, hey, I'll just let you think about that for the rest of the day.
Yeah, so chew on that for a little bit. And we were talking about that on the air because we were laughing. It's like, what if you were in the car with your current partner right now and you're like both look over at each other and you're like,
which one of you is the bad one?
So people write back from the Mindbender Club all the time, and Karen wrote back to me, and she said, hey, Dom, the first article in your Mindbender email got me thinking, I need a five calls says it all.
Okay.
Are you ready to hear her story? This makes Jeremy uncomfortable.
Very awkward.
She says, I am in that percentage that says my partner is the worst in the bedroom. But he is also 100% amazing at everything else in a relationship. He's a good man, but sexy time gets a thumbs down. Mm. So the guy is out fantastic in every area except that one.
Yeah.
She continues, in my early 20s, I was with a guy for 10 years, and he got a big thumbs up for bedroom time. But we weren't great at the other relationship stuff. This year, he reached out to me.
Hey, Karen.
And asked if we could have a sexy rendezvous sometime. And here is my dilemma. Is it okay to have, and this is her wording, is it okay to have sexy bedroom time with someone else whilst having a solid relationship with someone that doesn't have that ability? And then here's how she brings it home. Sometimes people find their person, but what if you find your person in two different people? Five calls says it all if you can do both. There was a consultant we had on this show, and I'm not kidding. It was back in the 90s. It was that long ago. 25-ish years ago, who used to always say, hey, you know what would be a great topic for your show, Dom, is can you cheat on your partner and still love them? You should talk about that. And so through the years we have, and this is, as much as I laughed about that consultant, this is exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah, pretty much.
Here's Karen saying, I love my husband. I love everything about him, but she's going through the rest. She has essentially chained herself for the rest of her life to someone who doesn't satisfy her in that area.
Right. I feel like this could be a conversation with her husband, maybe, like, you know, that she's not being satisfied and maybe there are some classes they could take or a book they can read or some videos or something to kind of enhance her bedroom time, I guess, versus running off with somebody else. Because she's running the risk of losing this, her quote, good man over just a romp in the bedroom.
Yeah.
If he's not, you know.
What do you think about that thing, though, about how can your person be two people? Because I remember also on this show not that long ago, us talking about how it's essentially impractical. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's impractical to think that one person can satisfy all of your needs and desires. And I'm not just talking about sexy time.
Sure.
You know, the travel partner, the, you know, the help around the house, the help with the children, the sexy time partner, the, you know, when you're in a relationship with someone, you're wearing at least 10 different hats. And is it unrealistic to think that one person can satisfy every one of those categories?
Probably. It would be hard to find that person that checks all those boxes. But then that's why you have friends that you lean on and various clubs that you join. But all those are pretty darn innocent compared to swap and spit with somebody else, you know?
Well, it's like you just said, that's why you have friends. Wouldn't she consider this ex-lover of hers just an old friend?
Yeah, but it's a very intimate thing that they're doing. Sure. They're not basket weaving.
Hey, don't get me wrong here. I am not advocating that our listeners run out and cheat on their spouse. I'm not. However,
sounds to me like she's ready to do it.
For every Karen who writes into us, I guarantee you there are five others who are in the exact same situation and would never write into a radio station about it.
Or they are doing this situation.
Right.
You know, yeah, not just thinking it, they're living it. They're living it.
Because, I mean, they've seen stories before about the number
of loveless
you do.
I do, yeah.
There are a lot of loveless marriages out there where they might love each other, but they're not really in love with each other, and they don't have intimate physical time anymore.
I feel bad for Karen's husband, man, where he is just generally a good guy. He checks 98% of her boxes, but you know.
Yeah, but you know what?
I feel bad for him.
I don't believe boxes are all the same size, okay? Well. So this particular, so to speak, this one could be... You know,
this could
dwarf some of the other categories.
It is,
right?
No, zero pun intended. It is a big box that needs to be checked.
Ooh. Talking about there you go. That's the right music.
Yep. You're welcome.
Talking about a note we got from Karen, who says her husband is a number one. He's a champ in all areas except for one, and that would be bedroom time.
How long have they been married? Did she say?
Didn't say.
Didn't say.
She says somebody that she used to have a thrilling physical relationship with years ago has reached out and just wants a little rendezvous. And she's like,
oh, so tempting. I need this. I need it bad.
Well, really? I mean.
Yeah. You do,
there's so
I
much
guess.
I want to say about this topic, but I think we should take the calls first.
Let's do it.
So she wants five calls, says it all. We'll do five. Here's Kelly. Kelly, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
So what would you tell Karen?
Well, I guess my answer is maybe a little non-normal, but we're living in modern times and anything can be normal now. I think that it would probably be best if she talked to her husband about it first, but I think she should go with it because sometimes just breaking out of your old routines can really spice up your marriage and bring back the spark, even if, you know, it wasn't really there in the beginning. Maybe it could inspire some new.
So she should go try some things with this old guy and bring it back and then try it on her husband.
Oh, I think she should talk to her husband and see how he feels about it. But I think that open relationships and polyamory is really common, and she shouldn't be afraid to have that conversation with him.
I'm not sure how to vote.
So that's a yes.
Just
a
talking
yes.
to her husband, I mean, he could just say no, and then that's the end of the discussion. So
just the talk with the husband, though, could ruin the relationship, you know? And then she's losing this great guy that she has if
Kelly,
he's not into this.
Thank you very much for your call. I know multiple couples in that kind of relationship.
Sure, it happens. It goes on.
The open relationship.
Yep.
How do I put her vote down?
I think that's a go for it.
Okay,
that was
I'm gonna put it down.
Talk with the husband and then go for it.
The choices are okay and no. So here's Chris. Chris, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, so first off, she said she's asking for an affair, and I never think an affair is okay because that implies she's going behind the back of her husband, right? Without so that's a no. But I agree with Kelly. She should, if she really wants to do it, she should talk to him. But another option is be more open with her husband, explain to her him where she's not happy with, and if he's so amazing at everything else, why wouldn't he be willing to work on some stuff in the bedroom and try and get better there?
He could learn, right?
Well,
talk about what you're looking for.
Chris, thank you for the call.
Imagine now, having a conversation with your spouse.
I know, but listen, I don't know how to... I don't know how to broach this, but this is just my personal belief. I think you are either skilled in that area or you're not. I'm sorry.
Did she not know going into this?
Some people are born to be artists, and some people take classes, and they'll never be a Picasso, right?
Did they not date? Like, was there nothing?
I know.
What happened?
Well, because we are told by a whole... And by the way, we're going to get to these other calls. Don't hang up. We're told by so many people, like, you know, that's so shallow to worry about. You know, you need a person who's a good provider and good with children. That's why a lot of people get into these relationships, because they settle, and then you find out how important the physical aspect is. And I know some people strongly disagree with me, and I respect your feelings.
Yeah.
I just happen to believe that it's an important element in a relationship, or you might as well just have a roommate.
Right.
Hello, Kay. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
Great. What would you tell Karen?
Good. Man, don't do it. Don't do it, and here's why. Everyone is trainable. If you don't like something that he's doing, teach him. Teach him, tell him, talk to him, conversate with him. If everything else in the relationship,
you got to conversate with him.
Good, then go to him. You should be able to go to him as your husband and say, look, this is what I like. Me, myself, personally, I know myself sexually.
Oh, boy.
I know where my spots are at.
Oh, boy.
Okay, hold on, Kay. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Thank you. But she's right. I mean, Kay, we just can't go into detail.
It could be fun. It could turn into a fun, enjoyable experience for both of you having those talks. And
she says everybody is trainable, and I respectfully disagree.
Really?
I respectfully, emphasis on the respectfully, disagree. I don't think everybody's trainable. Marie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you.
So let me ask you something.
Thank you.
Do you know where Kay's spots are?
No. Definitely not, but I guess everybody has their own, right?
Yeah, that's right.
What do you think about this, Marie?
You know, 100% no. I've been married for 30 years, and my guy's not great in all areas, you know, but, you know, if you're... I don't think anyone touched on this. If you've got some religion in your life, you know, I've been going to a Christian church for the last maybe 10 years. And if you actually crack open the Bible, definitely it's not in there. You can't do that.
Right.
So if you want to lead a better life, you know, I think we should just, you know, communicate what's in the Bible. You communicate with your husband and work it out with your husband. And I agree with Jeremy on that. You know, it could be fun. I mean, books and whatever. But, I mean, it's important. You can't go outside your marriage. I mean, that's what's wrong with
Marie? It feels naughty, doesn't it? I mean, the religion's a huge aspect for a lot of people. Yeah, we get it. But
Marie, I respect your beliefs on that. Thank you very much for being on the show. We got to hurry and try to take some other calls.
Feels naughty.
Thank you. It's 3-1 so far in favor of don't do it. Angela, what do you think?
Absolutely not. She should not go through with it.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I agree with what a couple other people have said. Teach him, you know, read some books, watch some movies.
Dom says you're unteachable, though. Do you agree with Dom?
This is what... No. I mean, everyone has the tools to, you know, do the job. You just got to know...
How to use the tools.
And stuff. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's like... Like, people are like, talk to her husband. Yeah, that could completely end in shambles. Like, he could just absolutely say no.
There are so many resources now when it comes to this, from, you know, sex therapists to books to the...
Angela, thank you for the call.
Anything you want to find online.
Look, I can buy you a palette, a paintbrush, and a canvas, okay? And I can have
you
read all... and I can show you a whole lot of books,
which
to
I've
read.
Done.
So people, all everyone has access to the tools.
Listen, I bought when I was a kid. I was so into Bob Ross. I bought all of his gear, all of his paints, all of the tools, and I started painting. I learned, and I didn't turn out half bad either.
Half
I can do
bad,
it. You
but
can
the
do
goal
it.
Here is to not be half bad.
Well, it sounds like he's bad, so half bad would be an improvement.
Yeah.
You know? And she's married to this guy.
I know.
Come on.
Why do you think this is such an interesting conversation? Because we know that on the surface, it's not the right thing for, well, many people. Not all. Many people believe it's not the right thing, whether you're invoking religion or just custom or, you know,
just
societal
courtesy,
norms.
Yeah.
And courtesy for your husband. I get that.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know. To me, this screams of this is going to happen for Karen. She's looking for a little approval from us and our listeners, but she's already got it in her head that she's going
to
do it.
Well, she did not get approval. It was 4-1 in favor of don't do it. She asked for 5 calls, says it all. 80% of people said don't do it. And even the one who said okay was kind of waffling, was kind of on the fence.
Right. Ask for permission first.
Here's the bottom line on this. If you're going to go through with that, you need to know going into it that you are prepared to lose your spouse.
Right.
Right? That's the bottom line. Are you prepared to lose this great guy that fulfills all of your other needs? And if you are, then go ahead. But
I've had it.
But it could end horribly.
Because then you'll end up with just the good sexy time and not all the other good stuff that you're losing, you know?
And she already pointed out that the guy that she had sexy time with back in her 20s did not meet her other needs,
right?
You know, as a person,
right?
So why? I guess I would have to vote don't do it, but I'm sorry for her.
I don't like that position that she's in.
You want to talk a little bit more about this for another moment, or are you still too uncomfortable?
Yeah, no, the See, call also, with the spots and stuff made me a little more uncomfortable, but. Go ahead.
K's Spots. That could be a band name.
K's Spots.
K's Spots. K Spot. Also be a radio station. Hey, you tuned into K Spot.
Welcome to K Spot.
Call it right now. You can have a big O weekend and everything.
Yes. Yes. Songs oh God, to get oh you God. Freak on.
Yeah, the Oh God Weekend.
There you go. Welcome to K-Spot. What else do you want to say about this?
Well, I'm just worried because I'm not advocating for anything, but I know how people... I know there are religious and other beliefs that say no premarital sex, and I respect that. If that's your decision, then... power to you and, you know, live your life. But this is an argument for the test drives that people take before saying I do, because if you're not compatible in that way, it can lead to heartbreak. And, you know, those of you who are in a decent, you know, sex-filled relationship with your spouse, it's easy for you to tell Karen, sorry, you made your bed, you know, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to spend the rest of your life unhappy in that area. And I think that's...
But cold. Even if you do the test drive, you know what it's like at the beginning of a relationship. Everything's great. Everything's hot and steamy. Yeah. And, but then it fizzles out.
There's a difference between your love life cooling off and somebody who doesn't know those dance moves to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still in camp teachable, though.
Okay.
So many resources. Can I play this through traffic?
If you like. No, you know
no,
what?
No, there's
can't.
Been no, there's been,
been some tragedy.
There has
in
been
traffic.
Let's not do that.
So we're not going to do
can't
that.
Can't do that.
Anyway.
Something to
you
think
for
about.
All the calls, man. Those are great calls. Everybody who called in had something really intelligent and interesting to say. So we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Karen, you want to give us a follow-up? Maybe wait a month or two and write back with a follow-up? That would mean the world to us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have a trending report coming up in a few minutes. I don't know if it can equal Karen's letter, but
That's just a few minutes away. Traffic update right now. What's been going on out there, Aaron?
You got it.